And I've got swinging doors, a jukebox, and a bar stool. And my new home has a flashy neon sign.
Well, we don't have any flashy neon signs here, but we are talking doors and windows. We haven't even got to doors. We haven't even got to door window frames yet. All we've been talking about is glazing options and the difference that can make. And I want people to understand that I tell people all the time, if you could live in an envelope, if your home envelope could be an R10, perfect R10, you would be more comfortable than an R60 attic, an R40 walls, and an R1 window. All those R1 windows create thermal drafts and currents through the house. And if we could get everything to an R10, but we can't get to an R10. What's the highest we can get to in a window?
Boy, with today's technology, Rosie, if you're getting up into the mid sixes, sevens, mm-hmm. that's about as high as you're going to get without spending an inordinate amount of money.
You'll never get any return on it, right? But again, going from R1 to R6 is much better than going from R6 to R8. I mean, that's huge what you're gaining on the bottom side. We've talked how you accomplish that in glass. Okay, now glass is the biggest part of any window, but we also have the frames. And we've talked and alluded a little bit to how hot aluminum frames get. Let's talk through the different frame materials y'all see a lot of success with.
You know, we've talked about it before. There's a lot of vinyl in the market. And vinyl is a big spectrum. You got, you know, to get a good quality grade vinyl and quality grade frame, you need to have the air pockets in it. You need to have chamber, what we call chambers. It gives the frame strength, and it also gives that dead air space for energy efficiency. And so having a good quality window and made right is important. And then you see fiberglass windows out there, our frames as well. Those are going to hold up a lot longer. They're going to be one of the strongest materials that windows can be made out of. And then also wood. I mean, wood's still a very good energy efficient framed window. And then for us in this marketplace and pretty much throughout the country, we have aluminum cladding on the exterior, making it maintenance free.
Yeah. And so you're beating the thermal performance of an all aluminum window. If my memory serves me right, aluminum conducts heat 1,800 times faster than wood. So, I mean, we get a wood frame cladded in aluminum, so that everything exposed to the outside,
correct,
stays maintenance free, and then you've got the warmth and the beauty and the insulation value of the wood frame on the inside.
Yeah.
And we actually have several stages of that in the Pella line.
Yeah, I mean, wood is still very much your best natural insulator for windows and doors.
You've got the architectural.
You've got an architectural window, which is very customizable, any size, any shape, any color. We've got our designer series, which, of course, have the blinds between the glass. We haven't talked about that. So that's a triple glazed window, and it comes standard that way because the interior panel is a movable panel that you can put a multitude of blinds in between the glass, so you're not getting them.
You can do the honeycomb. You can do the mini blinds. You can do several different good-looking.
Pleated, and they stay clean, which is the beauty of it.
Now, if we have that window and we close the blinds on a glaring hot day, we got to be getting close to that R6, 7, or 8 in a position,
sure.
Huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you've got all of those features. And then coming down, y'all's full product line, you've got the 450 series, and then you've got the fiberglass. And when people call me, I just took a call this week from someone in Tucson that was shopping vinyl windows. And I said, don't install anybody's vinyl window until you get a bid from Pella for the fiberglass window.
It's a great product. I mean, it's one that expands and contracts far less than aluminum. It's not going to conduct the heat. You got the nice thermal break from the exterior to the interior, and it's just a really strong material.
It's significantly stronger than vinyl. And
absolutely.
And the nice thing about it, particularly with the views that we have here, it's a very narrow profile. So typically in vinyl, you can get very bulky, boxy frames that take up a lot of...
Chunky.
Very,
is what
very,
I call.
Very chunky and not terribly attractive. But the Impervia window, our fiberglass window, from an appearance standpoint, very thin profiles. It also looks like a painted wood, so it does have that natural beauty.
Right.
And it's a powder coat paint finish, so it's literally indestructible.
Well, guys, I want to appreciate and thank you all for coming in on your Saturday, your days off, and visiting with us about window and glazing options. Because, again, it's one of the biggest areas I think people it's a big investment. And so they think, well, I can replace the doors and windows, or I can throw $1,000 insulation in the attic. You know, and so they default to the $1,000 insulation attic, which buys them absolutely nothing.
Yeah, no, it's our pleasure. We love helping educate people in the marketplace, and you know, you can do it right and get it done once, or you can, you know, do it several times, and we see that happen as well.
What we didn't get to was y'all's new website, which I really like. You've got an area there called Explore Windows and Doors, where you can actually design whichever door or window you've got. And I went through and I designed my hypothetical dining room sliding patio door, and I can choose the colors, and I can choose the exterior cladding, and I can choose the hardware color, and I can choose the paint wall color, and you actually can create a picture there of your window and your door, what interior elements you want and how you want it gridded and all of that stuff. That's a nice little tool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Pella products. And then we didn't even get to Instinctive and all the things y'all are doing in home automation for window coverings and stuff. You'll have to come back.
We'll have to come back. We appreciate it. Thanks, Rosie.
Y'all stay tuned. In the next hour, we'll be talking about what to do and how to care and clean for all those pricey surfaces inside your home.
The number one referral directory in the state by voting at RosieOnTheHouse.com or Ranking Arizona.